Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Happy crowd of Bengals fans. 33-31 victory over the Steelers. And if you can't hear it, the chowd is saying, thank you, Cleveland.
Oh, my God. Dear football gods. I'm talking to you again today. I don't know if you remember me. The last time we talked, I was little Andy Baskin, and I was like, is there any way we can get that quarterback from Youngstown, the kid that went to Boardman, that went to Miami? Can you please make something happen for me? Can you make this happen for Browns fans? Can you bring this man from Miami? His name is Bernie Kosar. Can you figure out a way for him to become a member of the Cleveland Browns? And poof, look at that. The miracle happened. We found out about... the supplemental draft. I think that's the last time we talked. Well, we need to talk again. I know you haven't been happy with me or us since then. You made us do things like let Brian Hoyer walk away, even though we struggled a little bit there, but let Brian Hoyer walk away for Johnny the Joke Manziel. Oh, what were we? Was that our punishment? I thought that was our crime. I mean, even though you moved the team after that too, I know that was pretty bad too. And then, you know, Baker Mayfield, we just didn't treat him right, and we got this infatuation with a quarterback that led us to where we are right now. What happened? Come on, football gods, please help me. And now Joe Flacco last night leads the Bengals to victory, and then we get Cincinnati fans coming back up like they did to start the show with cheers like this. Dear football gods, please help me. Help me, please, football gods. I don't want to relive that again. Oh, man, are you kidding?
I believe they... You kidding me? I think they forsake Cleveland a long time ago.
I believe
that, or we got to find other ones.
I believe I must have pushed all my chips in for high school football, or maybe for the Buckeyes to win by 28 every weekend. What a disaster. What a disaster this is right now. Everybody's upset. Everybody. We all watched Joe Flacco last night. And I'm going to be honest, I was rooting for him. I was rooting for him. Of course I want him. I get it. I'm haunted by the whole, well, we got to see what the rookies look like this year. Do we, when the AFC North is a mess, and this could have been a year, pick up one more wide receiver, use the running game? Like, I don't even know this thought process between the head coach and the general manager and the owner and then the Wizard of Oz, who's somewhere in San Diego. I just don't get it. I'm so confused. I want to care. Every ounce of Browns passion that is inside of me is in turmoil right now. Because once again, we walk down the road of regret. We watched the quarterback that started the season for us in the beginning of the year beat the team that we couldn't beat. We got a defense that can win games for us. We have an offense that's an absolute mess. And we have a front office that makes us wonder, hey, if we don't win on Sunday, are we looking for a new head coach on Monday? Help me. Help me with the confusion, because I know I'm not alone. And I know you're the little kid that probably was out there like me, hoping for a guy like Bernie Kosar when we were kids, or hoping for anything in the last 40 years at quarterback. And now we sit here trying to figure it all out again. We were this close at one point. They get one first down against Kansas City a couple years ago, and everything changes. But all of a sudden, we had to go out and try to throw away three first-round picks, a couple extra picks, and bring in a quarterback that did nothing for us, who told us he didn't want to come here. And now we sit, and we're here on a Friday, and it feels like a Browns therapy Friday. Because the Bengals came back to win. Evan McPherson, like, does anybody ever worry when Evan McPherson tries to kick a field goal? No. Our special teams have been a joke all year. Every week there's a problem with special teams. And I get it. I understand it. And the Schmidt story, I get it. And I understand it. But that's not the only part of the special teams that's killing us right now. And I'm sitting here arguing about special teams right now when we don't even have a quarterback. Jeff's not here. That's why I was able to talk for at least 5 minutes. It's Baskin and Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. He's Dan Manigan. Hi, Dan. How are you? I just, all this turmoil going on in my head.
Get it out. It's better to get this out than to keep it locked in and all of a sudden you're screaming at a tree. I'd rather you do this than start yelling at foliage.
What do you want to do? You want to sit here and do what every other guy in town has done, complain about your captain on defense and explain and think that that's the reason there's an issue right here? This is ridiculous. I mean, we did that months ago, I'm sitting here watching. Like, all the national media is blowing that up. I'm not going to sit here and complain about the defense. Well, they gave up one bad drive in two games ago, and you know what? They get a little bit of slack.
Again, yelling right now about the defense. I understand there are concerns when it comes to the Browns' defense. Okay, fine. Yelling about the defense right now is the equivalent of your house burning down and you're watching it and you hit your kid and go, I told you to put those dishes in the dishwasher. Why didn't you put the dishes in the dishwasher? And it's like, yeah, okay, this is a problem, but this isn't the primary overhanging problem. Like, you're focusing on something that is not important at this time. What you saw last night of Joe Flacco was what happens when you have a quarterback who gets the ball out quickly to hide an offensive line that is not good. If you go back and watch that game, every single throw, three steps out, five steps out, seven steps out, there wasn't any like floating around in the back. There wasn't anything like that. It was, this is the purpose. This is what we're doing. We're going to go fast. And the highlights of having Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. Let's not lie to ourselves for a minute. There's a reason why Jamar Chase had, like, I think he might have had 20 targets in that game, which is a really smart game plan. Hey, throw the ball to the guy who's good. What a baffling concept.
Is there any more of a punch in the stomach than listening to those folks in Cincinnati?
This?
Yes.
Happy crowd of Bengals fans. 33-31 victory over the Steelers. And if you can't hear it, the chow is saying, thank you, Cleveland.
I want to barf. It just makes me ill. How many times are we going to downgrade at quarterback? And it's no offense to Gabriel. Look, he's had two starts. I want him to be amazing. I want Sanders to be amazing. I'm not going to judge these two kids, man. They were playing college football. Maybe they're not kids, but they were playing college football less than a year ago. Am I going to really be super mad at them? No. I'm befuddled because we go down this road constantly. Hoyer to Manziel. Stupid. It was stupid. Does anybody remember the Thursday night where they said, pay the man? Oh, who was the guy that said that?
It's ridiculous.
We went from, you know, Baker Mayfield, who now all I do is turn on the TV all the time and hear him talk about being the MVP.
Buckle in. You're going to see it again on Monday.
The great ego problem between both sides. What was going on here and what was going on through Baker's mind. We did that for Deshaun Watson and got nothing. We got nothing but pain and heartache for that. Now, you start the season with Joe Flacco. You have no veteran quarterback here. You don't. You have no leader quarterback out here that can go out there and maybe give you a little confidence that you can even go down the field to kick a field goal. I mean, I don't even have that kind of confidence right now. And then what are we doing last week? We're throwing the ball 52 times. What's the point?
Six if you count the sacks.
Oh. I don't get it. I don't understand it. They should just be called the Cleveland Dramas, and I'm good with it. I'm good with it. I love this team. I love this city. I love the passion of our fans, and we all deserve way better than this. It's just insane. And now we watch Flacco drive the Bengals down the field for a 36-yard field goal from Evan McPherson, and then all the river dwellers down there in Cincinnati are now thanking us. You're welcome. And this is a road we've driven down way too many times. Is there any sanity to this? None. None.
It just continues to hammer home that the Cleveland Browns are a mess.
And I don't want to hear about how bad the Bengals offensive line is.
It is bad.
How bad is it? He's only been sacked twice.
Yeah, because
he's been able to move his team and get them down the field. Yes. Is that offensive line that much worse than ours right now? He got sacked twice in the last two games.
Oh, no, the Browns offensive line has been worse. But no, that's not a good offensive line. I mean, the difference is that, again, he played in rhythm. He took three steps and got the ball out. You can watch the highlights. They're showing him on a loop.
He looked so good in the second quarter last night.
Three steps, ball out. Five steps, ball out. It's amazing how good a quarterback can look when you're on time. It's amazing what this can all look like when everything is clicking in the same exact direction. It's amazing what this looks like when you have wide receivers who can get open. It's amazing how all of this can come together when you have a quarterback that plays in time with wide receivers who are talented. And you know what you don't have in Cleveland? Wide receivers who are talented. And a quarterback who can play on time and be a block well enough. I mean, this is the problem. This, you watched it in front of you. You saw a...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
Quarterback who looked like his brain was moving faster than his body when he played for your team. Go to another team with better weapons and maybe a little bit better offensive line. Not much better. I still wouldn't call that offensive line good. There's a reason why, you know, Joe Flacco is in the position that he's in right, or not Joe Flacco, good golly, Joe Burrow's in the position that he is in right now. It's not that much better. It's a reason why all of a sudden it can click in together. It turns out you have to have talent around the quarterback, too.
We only have one wide receiver with any experience. Let's be honest. I mean, we have one, and he's got to hang on to the football. That's all there is to it.
And he's not good. I'm sorry. Jerry Jeudy is he might be the most frustrating player on this team. I understand why they traded for him. I still have no idea why they paid him. It's baffling that they handed that guy that contract. I do not get it for the life of me.
All right, my head is spinning. I know yours is, too. I know it feels like a Browns Therapy Friday, because it does. I don't know how it doesn't. We just watched Joe Flacco go to Cincinnati and beat the Steelers, the team we couldn't beat over the weekend. We just watched this last night, and he looked like the Joe Flacco who threw for 300 yards for us for that little period of time, and we had the opportunity to do that.
We all allowed to take the mouthwash bottle and pour it in our coffee today? It's the contents of it just to help along the way.
Brian Anderson's going to join us at 11:20 today. Talk to him about baseball. I know he wants to talk about the Browns. Tim May is also going to join us today. The Tim May podcast. I can't wait to talk about Ohio State. I would. I'm telling you a million times over, I would rather talk about high school football and a 12-team playoff than what we're talking about with the Browns right now. Because my head is spinning because we keep walking down the same road. The wheel of regression, regret, whatever you want to call it, at the quarterback spot is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And I'm not saying Flacco was the savior this year, but look at the standings in the AFC North right now and tell me that if we had a clear mind that maybe the Browns might still be around in this thing. I don't know. Maybe they are. It is still kind of muddled. There's a sense. I have a sense of optimism, too, because the Bengals won yesterday. They muddied the waters for the North to give you an opportunity. Now, can you please go out and beat Miami so I don't have to sit here and talk about whether we're changing coaches or front office on Monday? Please, go win on Sunday so we can rewrite the story for the rest of the season. It's a hangover. It's a Joe Flacco hangover this morning. And I know you're listening. I know you're feeling the same way I am, Browns fans. You're sitting here watching Joe Flacco look like the Joe Flacco that was here 2 years ago. And we watched it last night. And it's like, what are we doing? And Dan, let me bring this up. Dan's in for Jeff today. I'm having a lot of trouble believing the front office is all on the same page. I just don't see it. There's just no way. There's no way. You know, I think when they brought Paul D. Podesta in a few years ago to look at things maybe from the outside that, you know, they've done a couple of things right and they've figured out a couple of things, but I just don't know, man. I just think there's too many cooks in the kitchen on this thing. There's just too many question marks about what's actually going on. Who's making the decisions? I actually feel really bad for Gabriel. Because, again, if they don't draft Sanders, there's just no question. People are like, all right, let's see what Gabriel's got. Yeah, I got it. We're sitting here. We would have been sitting here with what Pickett, Flacco, and Gabriel. And that would have been the end of it. And maybe they would have drafted a wide receiver. I don't know if the wide receiver would have been any good. Maybe they would have drafted another young offensive lineman. I don't know if they would have been any good or not. But the fact that this thing has been a mess since the whole thing started, I feel like we just walked down some crazy road on draft day. I don't know, maybe you just take the number two pick and follow suit that way. Why do I have a massive headache? And why are our phone lines flying on a Friday? And I'm looking at social media too. People who are like livid because we just watched 3.5-4 hours of regret last night of letting Flacco go if you thought you had any chance of winning this year. And I don't, I mean, maybe I, Gabriel may, might be better than Flacco is at some point. I mean, we all kind of know the way Joe goes, right? Like, has a great game like this. Like, I think Flacco's absolutely perfect for what the Bengals need if they think Burrow can come back late in the season and they've got a chance to win the AFC North or make the playoffs. I mean, we saw what happened in the playoffs when he was here and it was fun. I mean, that was the greatest ride we've had in forever. And maybe they just shouldn't have let Flacco go at all last year. I hate to say it. I mean, it was like they were scared of their own shadow to have Flacco here at the same time as Watson being able to play. God, that Watson trade just haunts this franchise every waking moment.
And there it is. That's it. I hate to continue to come back to the same exact thing. It's that Watson trade. It all comes back to where they are right now, to the Deshaun Watson trade and the gamble that they took in trading for a guy that hadn't touched the field in a year and had a boatload of lawsuits going against him. Now, civil lawsuits and all those things, and a lot of those dismissed, and, you know, all the things that come with that. Then mixed with the fact that he sat for another, what, I think it was 12 games? Let's say it was something like that. Can't remember off the top of my head, but the majority of the next season. So it turned into almost 2 years of not playing football. And he's been horrendous. He's been unplayable. He's been the worst quarterback in football. And you gave up what could be the core of the future that you could be looking at right now as having sustained success to bring him in here. That's it. I'm not trying to be a jerk. It just all comes back to the ripple effect of that singular move of bringing Deshaun Watson into Cleveland and the train wreck that's followed it. It's all paying the price. And this year especially is really paying the price. We knew this was going to be bad. We knew this was going to be bad. We knew this was going to be unwatchable. We knew it. We all saw the writing on the wall in April when they traded down. We knew this was going to be bad. Now, did I think it was going to be this bad? No. Oh, God, no.
We knew the first six games would be tough. And we knew the defense would carry the offense. And that's where we are.
But we thought the offense would at least be able to run the ball and function. This is a dysfunctioning offense. This offense does not function. You would be better off with an offense that would be running the triple option like a service academy than what you're watching right here. This is horrendous. It's repugnant. It can't move the ball forward. Like, that's the most asinine part. It can't move the ball forward in a league where they look at the point totals and decide, we're going to stop calling holding for a while. And they still can't move the ball forward. It is just embarrassing. And then, Joe Flacco leaves and he looks fantastic. Why? He's throwing to Chase Higgins, getting the ball out fast. He can move the ball forward. It's a hell of a thing. It's just a swift kick.
There's a little part of me that is listening to you saying, okay, can't move the ball forward, can't move the ball forward.
Can't move the ball forward.
It's not. I actually think they can move the ball forward. They can't get points. Go back and look at last week's game against Pittsburgh, right? And go look at those drives, when the score was 23-6 as we were going into the fourth quarter. I think the average play per drive in the NFL, was looking yesterday, was like 9 or 10 plays per drive. Okay? They got a field goal to make it 23-9, and they went 18 plays. It's like watching the tortoise versus the hare. But they still had 18 plays. They went 54 yards.
We call that guards ball, actually.
It feels like guards ball. You're right. The next time they lose the ball on downs, they still went 7 plays, but they only went 12 yards, and they only ate up 3:03 o'clock. But I didn't need them to eat clock at that point. I needed them to score. Then on the last drive, 10 plays, 42 yards. They can move. They can't get points. That's the problem. And Joe got him to what? Joe Flacco had him at 20 at halftime last night, didn't he?
Turns out that Higgins guy and that Chase guy are pretty damn good.
I got to take some phone calls. Heavy D has been online for a while. Hey, Heavy D, how are you? Talk to me, man.
Always appreciate it. All your
help. How's it going? Hey, I want to talk about Jim Schwartz.
Sure.
So when we brought Schwartz on, he immediately made the defense better, right?
Yeah,
we were good, and he made us great. All right. And if we can all agree on about Coach Kev is that he
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait.
Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
X-Fire. He lacks fire at the podium, on the sideline, and in his play calling lately. Schwartz has fire.
Okay.
If we have any leaders on the team, they're definitely on the defense. Why are we not promoting Schwartz to head coach? He solves all of these problems. I don't see Jim Schwartz allowing the offense to run three pass plays on a goal-to-go sequence. I don't see that happening. He's definitely shoving it down somebody's throat.
Schwartz was the coach at Alliance.
Yeah, I keep going back to that, too. I don't know. I think, and maybe, you know, we talk about it a lot of times, that coaches with their first run as a head coach. Hang on. Coaches with their first run as a head coach sometimes don't make it. Their second run might make a difference.
We could do this on Sunday. We fire Kev, give him to the Dolphins. They fire Mike, give him to us. We'll make him an offensive coordinator. Bing, bang, boom, off we go.
Boy, you make it easy. You know what? It's easy when you're writing checks to pay for guys that aren't with you anymore, too. So thanks, Heavy D. Heavy D in Streetsboro.
This really does feel like we're about to witness a loser leaves town match. Like, I feel like me and Gene Okerlund is going to be in the middle of those two doing interviews beforehand. Right there at the Cuyahoga County Civic Center. For the loser leaves town between Kevin Stefanski and Mike McDaniel.
You're saying that you believe whoever loses this game on Sunday is done for the rest of the season?
Right. Would it shock you?
No, it wouldn't shock me.
It wouldn't shock me at all.
It's just weird. You know what? I really thought that Andrew, and maybe Andrew and Kevin are more on the same page than maybe Jimmy or Paul DePodesta. I don't know. I don't know who's on what page. I just know that something about Kevin over the last 2 weeks just doesn't seem like the same Kevin that we've seen. Do I sound wrong? I'm just based on every, I mean, we listen to all the press conferences, and I know maybe a press conference isn't exactly the best way to gauge it, but Kevin, something seems off with Kevin. True or false? And maybe he's feeling the pressure. Maybe I'm listening for the pressure, and maybe I'm wrong.
He seems more annoyed. You know, he's always,
I'd be annoyed too if I was him.
Of course I would.
But because the play calling execution isn't going exactly the way he wants it to. He's literally has a team with one veteran wide receiver who's not coming through the way everybody wants to.
And they can't
they
get
took
open.
Away his veteran quarterback who just beat the Steelers, who we couldn't beat on Sunday. I still don't know if he's the answer or not. There have been times when he was here, I was like, yep, he's the answer. Especially during the pandemic, we all thought that. But it's the NFL. I mean, how long do I didn't realize Mike Tomlin is the longest running head coach in all of the major sports. Think about that. Last night, and so that to think more about what. By the way, with Tomlin and the line about trading Flacco and ripping Andrew Berry this week. So I was in the car listening to the game right here on 92.3 The Fan, and they spent 5 minutes talking about that. Despite the fact that the play-by-play guy said Andrew Berry was the Bengals GM. It was no big deal. And then I turn on the TV, and what are they talking about? Same thing. Although they didn't get deep into opinion on it. I was waiting for Herbie to say something, but, I mean, Herbie's a Cincinnati guy anyway, so huge Reds fan. David is in Parma. We got to make it quick. Sorry.
Well, I'll be quick. Sure. You know, I've always been a Joe Flacco fan, even when he was in Baltimore. Not a Baltimore fan, but you know what? Jimmy Haslam, we saw him and the mayor of Cleveland stand there, and the mayor allowing Haslam to buy him off with the stadium deal. We saw yesterday.
David, good luck, man. I'm sorry. I'm not talking about the stadium today. I'm not. I don't know. We've been talking about this for years, and I know we got to go to break. I don't associate the stadium 100% with the Browns. What I do associate a new dome with, and I'm just going to lay it out flat, I don't care how many. If you can have more than 10 football games or do something else with the current stadium, I would have been all in for it. I would have been all for a dome downtown. But here's what I'm not going to sit here. Like, somebody, Haslam wants to invest billions in the city. Great. No one else is doing that. Get that through your head, whether you like football or don't like football. We're talking about a building that can house things other than the Browns, that we can have something that's got some public money in it through this unclaimed funds thing that you're actually getting a return on. Do I think tickets are going to be through the roof? Yeah, I do. Do I think parking's going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm in Cleveland? Yeah, but the fact of the matter is you're creating jobs to build a dome. I know you would have had to create them downtown, same thing, but now you've got a chance to create jobs on a lakefront project. Forget about the football with the dome for 2 seconds and think about your neighbors and all those other things. Yes, I know ticket prices are probably going to suck, but how about all those people are going to have jobs, more work to put in a dome and to build a lakefront? Can we stop it? Stop equating the dome with everything that has to do with the Browns. Yes, it'll be the home of the Browns, but man, your neighbors are going to have work because of it, because someone's actually putting a couple billion in. Am I mad at Haslam about what's going on with the football team? Yes. Am I going to be mad about somebody that wants to invest money into our city and create jobs? No.
Retirement, and of course, kids. So when you find yourself facing divorce, you need a partner you can count on. Visit CordellCordell.com to schedule your consultation.
If you or anyone you care about is facing divorce, contact Cordell and Cordell today. With over 100,000 clients served, we understand the challenges you're facing on a personal level. Call Cordell and Cordell today at 1-855-GET-LEGAL. That's 1-855-GET-LEGAL. 5005 Rockside, Cleveland.
Fall is almost here, and your home deserves to shine. From crisp mornings to cozy nights, Pella Windows and Doors brings warmth, style, and energy efficiency to every corner of your space. Right now, get 25% off windows and doors, or enjoy no payments, no interest financing for a year. Just in time for sweater weather, turn your fall vision into reality. Schedule your free in-home consultation today at your local Pella showroom. Pella, let the cozy in and the savings begin.
Maria, salon owner. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. If someone talked you into buying something really silly and you want to get out of that silly little thing, my advice, get the facts. Call me and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit absolutely free. Inside, you'll learn how timeshare works and all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free exit info kit. 800-329-2121.
Baskin and Phelps. Cool, calm, collected day
you
here.
Good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. I don't want to hear about the dome today. Just forget about it, man. I don't want to hear. I want to hear about nice things. Maybe they'll go on and win. You know, what's crazy is we sit here on Friday, they go beat Miami on Sunday, and then all of a sudden everybody thinks they're going to the Super Bowl on Monday. I mean, we've done this for 15 years. I've been sitting here and for years, I did this in radio, and I did radio in Columbus. I did radio in Montana. I know it. Like, you know it, I know it, but yet we still sit here, and I hate the thought that you brought up earlier in the show that we're sitting here talking about whether your coach is still going to be your coach on Monday if they don't win this game. Like, if those are the topics that you're doing about your football team, you're a mess. You're a mess. It shouldn't be a topic. It should be, okay, well, you know, here we are. We're 7 weeks into the season, and we're trying to figure out how to get a win. And, man, can they stay alive in this AFC North race where, you know, all the quarterbacks have flipped and the opportunity is there with a stellar defense to win the AFC North? Like, that's what we should be talking about, but we're not. And you know, and we've had the opportunity to walk down the road before without having to tinker with everything. It's almost like if you just took the draft picks you were supposed to take, didn't make trades, went with your gut, maybe, you know, signed some free agents that you really thought you needed help with. It's almost like if we were a normal team, we wouldn't have any problems. But we're not. We're a team that thought it was a good idea to have four quarterbacks coming in. We're a team that thought, you know what, let's draft two quarterbacks. Let's draft a quarterback who has got tremendous support to want to see people want to see him play. But yet, if you didn't grade him well enough, it doesn't matter that you drafted him in the fifth round. A lot of people think he's way higher than that. A lot of people think he's not very good at all. You can go back and forth on that, but you create this drama and this added pressure. Now people are mad at you and think that Shedeur Sanders should be traded because you're not giving him the opportunity, yet you were the only team in the NFL that gave him an opportunity after everybody passed him at least four times to try to draft him in that situation. You've created your own mess. Everything has been self-fulfilling prophecy on messes around here. How about just do it the right way? Take your draft picks, try to build from the draft, try to make sure you make good draft picks. I mean, there have been good picks. Stop meddling, stop messing, stop trying to upgrade when you don't really have the means to upgrade or you're not in the right place. You know, it goes back to Baker. It goes back to this. It goes back to all this stuff. It goes back to, you know, Deshaun or people sit here. It goes back to the move. It goes back to Art. It goes back to like what franchise in their right mind would have ever fired Paul Brown or let Jim Brown go. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you want to go old school on some of this stuff? Man, we have made some bad decisions around here.
It's almost like this franchise has spent the last 25 years attempting to find the cheat code that gets them to the end instead of realizing that they actually need to just follow the journey and go through everything that's involved in that. You know, instead of realizing that you need to kind of, maybe not totally bottom out, but you need to find some kind of a rebuild and you need to let that person get settled and you need to join him as they try to climb the mountaintop. But instead, the Browns feel like the team and I think you'll get this reference. I know a chunk of listeners under the age of 40, you'll get this reference. It's almost like the Browns, every single time they get the controller in their hand, immediately start going up, up, down, down, left, right, A, B, start. Up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right, PA, start.
No,
like,
I get it.
Like they're perpetually trying on the menu to find the cheat code that could go in and get them unlimited lives and that could go in and get them every single thing that they find along the journey instead of realizing that they need to go through the journey.
I mean, if Randy Lerner would have just made one good hire, we wouldn't be in this. I mean, there's so many little gateways to mistakes. You know, if Randy just would have made, and to me, Randy Lerner is the owner everyone should have ever wanted. All he wanted to do was spend money, fulfill his dad's legacy with this franchise that they loved. And that Randy was like, okay, I'm going to try to do what my dad needed me to do. And he just wanted to spend money and didn't want to be in the spotlight. And he just didn't hire the right guy. That's all there was to it. I mean, that's how simple this franchise could have turned around. Do you think maybe if you just leave things in the hands of John Dorsey, everything would be a lot different right now? Would they be different right now?
But even that one, I mean, they looked and they deemed that the Freddie Kitchens hire was, you can't come back from that. I mean, and hiring him as the head coach. I mean,
Dorsey was able to draft guys like he had vision and just
he made a crummy head coaching pick.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, you can go back to Mangini. Like Mangini could have done some things here down the road, but everyone was like, "Oh, we got to make a change. We got to do this." Randy got all excited when he was available, and they hired him right away. He kind of didn't even look at anybody. I mean, how many times did we go? Did we go through it where we couldn't find a head coach? Like, if they're going to let Kevin go, and that could be a reality. Who knows? Do they have a plan? I think we all sit here and go, well, it makes sense. Jim Schwartz would make sense. I mean, he's been a head coach before. Look what the defense has done. Okay, I get it. Does Jim Schwartz even want the gig? I'll be honest with you. You're talking about a tremendous headache.
So that's the interesting point you bring out, the plan. Because it felt like they had a plan. It felt like if we all joined Mr. Peabody and Sherman and hop in the Wayback Machine and go back to March, it seemed like they had a plan, right? It seemed like they were like, okay, the rebuild is here. We need to start shedding some of these salaries. We need to turn around and start finding some young talent. We need to rebuild the young core of this team to open up another run of this thing because I think this was the oldest team in football last year or something like that. So they shed a lot of older guys and they brought in Kenny Pickett and they brought in Joe Flacco and you're like, okay, so this is the plan. You know, you're going to have Kenny Pickett maybe as the starter, Joe Flacco will be starter/backup. Rookie quarterback X will be your third round pick.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like They followed it. They even followed it on draft night. Followed it, trading down. I'm fine with them trading down for the Mason Graham pick because you need a boatload of young talent.
I like Mason Graham a lot. I like him.
But you also need more bites at the apple to get a bigger core of younger players that could all come up at the same time together. That's how Super Bowl teams are typically built. Right? This all makes sense. And then all of a sudden, I don't know if they shredded the plan. I don't know if they changed the plan. I don't know what happened. But then all of a sudden came Shedeur Sanders. And then was he just the best player on their board at that time? I don't know. That's the answer that has always made the most sense to me. But we all know that logic could go out the window very quickly in a lot of aspects of life. And ever since that moment, it's almost like the plan, someone spit their gum out on it and then proceeded to crumble it in a ball and throw it into the trash can. And it's just kind of been the rudderless ship once again, just floating out into the distance, hoping for the best.
All right, we're going to go back to the phone. I'm going to be calm, okay? We're going back to the phone lines for a second. Let's go. Who's been waiting the longest? Let's go to Rick in Cleveland. Rick's been hanging on longest. Hi, Rick. How are you?
Hi, Rick.
Okay, I'm on?
You're on, man.
You're on, man. Welcome to the show.
Let us hear it.
What I'm calling about is the player development. You know, I guess we got Stefanski here, but answer me a question. Once we have a player that goes down behind him, what do we have behind all of these players? Miles Garrett, Ward, what do we have behind it?
It's a top-heavy roster, Rick. It's a top-heavy roster right now. You're 100% right.
So once you take you go ahead and keep Stefanski, now what happens? We go back to the same thing. It's time for a change. Just like when we got rid of the Cavs coach, he got us to a point. Okay, let us find somebody that can take us over this hump. We're at this hump where it's like a mountain at this point. And it's like it's frustrating as a fan. That's all I
hear you. No, I hear you. It's Rick, funny that you should bring up the Cavs, you know.
I'll push back on it a tiny bit too, Rick, and give a little explanation due to the fact that when you start paying guys, you have to cut it somewhere because you can't pay everyone because of the salary cap. Trust me, Jimmy Haslam would like to pay everyone, but you can't pay everyone because of the salary cap. And so typically what starts going down is your depth because you're spending a whole lot of money to pay for that top tier.
It'd be interesting if Dan Gilbert on the Browns. We're sitting here, we're kind of going back and forth on Kevin. Like, I still think Kevin's a good coach. I can't.
Well, it would not shock me in the slightest if they fired him and he found his way somewhere else running an offense that was really good. It wouldn't shock me in the slightest. And the problem is everybody's going to get grumpy instead of coming. And I'm not saying you should all think the same way that I do because I'll never tell anybody how to think.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of feels like we've hit that point. It just kind of feels like everybody's looking at each other going, there ain't no good guys. There ain't no bad guys. Yeah. It's just time.
They're always 2-3 plays away from winning a game. I mean, think about this. And this is why I bring up that Cavs comparison. David Blatt got fired.
Yeah.
He got fired after his team went to the NBA Finals and lost. And he was in first place.
Yep.
And they fired him. Just let that settle in.
Yep.
Right? David Blatt was the head coach of the Cavaliers. The team went to the NBA Finals. Whether you want to believe it was LeBron that took him out. And remember, he said it's an honor just to be able to coach LeBron. Okay, all right, that's great. They went all the way to the finals. They were in first place, and he got fired. Why anybody would want to be a head coach? Be a great second guy. It's good to be the vice president.
Oh, I'm here for shadowy figures. You kidding me?
I got to make it quick. Dominic, go ahead, my friend. Dominic, I know you've been waiting for a while.
Hey, I just want to say, like you guys said, we keep finding fault in the players. We want to blame Shedeur. We want to blame Dylan. We want to blame Flacco.
I can't blame Shedeur for anything. I haven't seen him play.
Right. But what I'm saying is we get mad at Deshaun. We got mad at Baker. It's the management. That's what the issue is. Now we're going to have picks next couple years. Do you guys really have faith that they'll choose the right players? I don't.
I mean, this draft didn't sign
says
well, man.
The sign says when you drive into the city of Cleveland, no faith since 1999. No faith since 1994.
Thing I got to give
thanks, Dominic.
Andrew Berry, Dominic, is the fact that so far looks like a pretty good draft class. I'll give
this
him that.
This one does.
So far,
it's early, though.
Looks like a pretty good draft class.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.